Hey, Steve. So is Elon Musk starting a new social media platform? It's very possible that he might be. Let's look at what's going on here. So on March 25th, Elon Musk, he says, free speech is essential to a functioning democracy. Do you believe Twitter rigorously adheres to this principle? And only 30% said yes and 70% said no. Elon Musk says the consequences of this poll will be important. Please vote carefully. So he's hinting at something big coming. And then Elon Musk says, given that Twitter serves as the de facto public town square, failing to adhere to free speech principles fundamentally undermines democracy. What should be done? And then he says, is a new platform needed? So let's give some context on what's going on here. So recently we had the Babylon Bee, a satirical kind of comedy site. They were suspended off of Twitter. And the CEO of Babylon Bee, who actually recently interviewed Elon as well, he tweeted this. He says that Twitter is trying to make them delete a tweet, but they don't want to delete the tweet. And so therefore, without deleting the tweet, they're not going to be able to get back on the platform. And he says, in his words, they want us to bend the knee and admit that we engage in hateful conduct. And that's something that he's just not going to do. All right, recently, we've got some big Twitter suspensions. We got the Babylon Bee, we got Charlie Kirk, and also Tucker Carlson. Last year in December, we had Robert Malone as well. Elon has kind of expressed some concerns in the past about stuff like this as well. In January 11, 2021, Elon says, a lot of people are going to be super unhappy with West Coast high tech as a de facto arbiter of free speech. And then on March 24th, a few days ago, Elon says, I'm worried about the de facto bias in the Twitter algorithm having a major effect on public discourse. How do we know what's really happening? Then he says, the algorithm needs to be open source. He even made a Twitter poll asking if the Twitter algorithm should be open source with a 82% of people saying yes. All right, so let's take a step back and ask what's going on here. So first, it's clear that Elon is very bothered by certain bias demonstrated by Twitter, whether it be in how the Twitter algorithm works or why and how Twitter has suspended certain recent accounts. For Elon, free speech is crucial to a good future for humanity, because once you compromise on the values of free speech, then you allow propaganda to run free, which eventually gets used by unsavory characters to exert influence and eventually take control of the government. Yes, it all sounds like a conspiracy theory, but free speech is the check and balance, in a sense, to propaganda in the hands of few, meaning there's always going to be propaganda that's used against the masses, but at least with free speech, there's a chance that this propaganda will get confronted and for the truth to eventually win out. Once you squash free speech, then people are afraid to challenge ideas. And as a result, you get an eventual abuse of propaganda, which ultimately can ruin a society. So there's a lot at stake, and it seems that this is deeply troubling to Elon, and he wants to do something about it. It seems like there are two main courses of action that he could pursue. One would be to somehow influence Twitter from within. Elon could buy, let's say, $5 to $10 billion of Twitter stock. I think their valuation is about $30 billion right now, the market cap. And then he could try to push his way to become chairman of the board at Twitter. And then from that position, he could try to enact changes at Twitter. However, there's risk of that plan backfiring and painting Elon as some kind of evil corporate takeover guy. And even if Twitter asks Elon to be their chairman of the board, there's no guarantee that he would be able to successfully navigate the politics and power structure at Twitter to change the values of the company to rigorously uphold the values of free speech. The other alternative is to start a Twitter competitor or a new social media platform. This can sound crazy because there's been hundreds, if not thousands, of failed Twitter clones over the years. Twitter's technology can be rather easily copied by a team of great engineers, but it's Twitter's network effects that are much harder to copy. See, how do you get the most popular and influential people in the world on your platform and entice them to keep posting? Most people would say that that's near impossible or quite the task, but others might say if anyone can do it, it would be Elon Musk. See, Elon is probably the most influential person in the tech and business community, and if he starts a new social media platform, I think it's different than one started by political groups like Truth Social. It's possible Elon could attract the real influencers of tech, culture, and society. And if he's successful in doing so, then it would be a crazy feat, one that most people don't think is possible. But to make a new social media platform, it's going to take a lot of focus, sweat, and tears from Elon. And Elon already has so much going on right now. He's scaling production at Tesla, trying to solve FSD, working on a humanoid robot prototype, trying to get Starship up and running, rolling out Starlink. He's got Neuralink and Boring Company as well. How does he find the time and energy, but more importantly, the focus to be able to successfully launch a new social media platform? That's probably the big question. Wall Street is obviously going to be against this idea. They want Elon focused just on scaling electric vehicles and growing Tesla's profit. But Elon has a different equation he's going by. He's trying to maximize the probability that the future is good for humanity, and free speech is a key part of that. It's going to be definitely interesting to see what Elon decides to do, to say the least. If I was Twitter CEO, I'd be DMing Elon like yesterday, saying something like, "Hey, Elon, bro, come on our board and let's do this together." But I'm not sure if that's going to happen. Anyways, I'm on Twitter still at HeyDave7. And if Elon starts a new social media platform, maybe I can get a better handle. I prefer something without the 7, just like Hey Dave, or maybe just Dave Lee. We'll see. Anyways, we'll see you guys on my next video. Thanks.